just want to gauge your opinion. When you hear all these car terms...
Touchscreens, electronic handbrakes, piano black trims, lane assist, stop-start technology...
Do you think that is a guy naming out all the wonderful features of a new car that you might have? Or is it a guy naming out the worst car features by a country mile?
I mean, I would have thought that they are signs of modern cars, that they are a good thing, sign of progression of how our cars have developed. But according to Capturing Cars on TikTok, he's not happy.
I actually agree with him.
Touchscreens. Really annoying. Unsafe, clunky, totally unnecessary.
I absolutely hate touchscreens in newer cars. I love tactile buttons. I love the feel of a Nokia 3310 because you could actually, in class, have it in your pocket and send legible text messages to other people without looking at the screen. And then all the new cars, I'm going to sound like I'm 75 here, all to new modern technology. The new cars decided, let's get rid of all the buttons and put everything on a touchscreen, despite it being extremely dangerous to have anybody on their phone and text and look through TikTok. Let's actually just do that and make it legal. It's stupid. Bring back buttons.
I would be inclined to agree with you on this. I have never owned a car that would have this technology. I have only driven the iRadio cars, actually. That is my one experience of getting to dabble in a newer car. And yeah, it's the when you're trying to put on aircon or change the temperature of the car, like, you have to pull in to do it, because figuring out where it is, first of all, and then dabbing at the touchscreen, yeah, I don't like it.
Not that I'd ever change any radio station away from iRadio, but if I do, in a touchscreen car, it takes about 7 touches to get to another station. It's diabolical. What else did he slate?
Electronic handbrakes.
Go on.
Sometimes you want the manual controller being able to ease the handbrake off or on again.
All he's given out about is that he can't do handbrake turns in car parks.
No, I will give him the credit. In the longer edition of the video, he specifically highlights when it's like snowy conditions and you want a bit more traction in a manual car, and he says you want to be able to just ease off the handbrake a little bit.
Okay.
In third place, we have piano black trims. They look fantastic when they are clean, but they mark so easily.
Okay, never thought of it, to be honest.
Lane assist that fights you when you go anywhere near a white line. Sometimes you need to move out.
My aunt had a small tip in her car ages ago, and the courtesy car that she got had a lane assist. She lives in such narrow country lanes that the car pooed itself, and that car had to be picked up by the garage. It just sat down, couldn't deal.
Yeah, I don't think it's an enjoyable feature, because as Capturing Cars has pointed out, sometimes you need to move out, for example, if there's a pothole you need to avoid.
What, according to Capturing Cars, is the number one terrible newish feature in a newish car? 087 1 102 107. Maybe you have the answer yourself. We've had the touchscreens, we've had the electronic handbrakes, we've had the piano trim, never thought that was an issue. The lane assist is covered. What else do you think he's given out about? Or what would you like to give out about?
We do have, and agreeing with all of those, what we've heard from Kira from 5 to 1, but Kira's number one: cannot stand those LED headlights on new cars. Kira, yeah, I am with you on that. Blinding lights. They are just not enjoyable.
It's bad enough when they're behind you, but when you're on a road that really only fits 2 cars and there's no hard shoulder and they're coming, and even when they dip and you're like, what? Where am I? You're like Joe Biden on a podium. You're like, what? What? What's going on? Didn't you finally just pray and hope and get by them?
Yeah, and I just don't understand. I think older style headlights still allowed us to see far enough, and I don't see the need for them to be set to dazzle.
Hey Nathan, automatic traffic speed sign recognitions. Now, I was thinking he was just giving out about speed cameras. Nathan, keep it at the speed limit, please. It is not a target, it is only a guide. But in some newer cars, they've got a little sensor or camera on the front, and they're reading the speed signs, 100 kilometres, 60, 80, and then it tells you in the car. And if you're 1 kilometre over that, it's beeping at you, it's screaming at you. I think it's actually a good safety feature, but any of the cars that I've drove with them in them, sometimes they don't recognise that you're out of a town and you're up to 80 or 100 kilometres, and they're still screaming at you.
And it's not nice. Cars, they're gone too smart. I sound like I want to bring us back to the dark ages, but I think I would prefer more investment in the actual engine of the car and keeping us running and on the road rather than the fancy little things that don't actually make our driving experience better.
We need to go back to when men were men and women were women and cars were simple.
Bring back the joke. Yes. In the car. Yes. That's what we want. Good hardship. No power steering. Good old-fashioned engineering.
Make cars like lawnmowers and trimmers again. Bring back chokes. Once upon a time, there was a lever in cars that was a choke. I'm not sure what it done, but it done a very important job. I'm actually glad they got rid of them. Let's not go that back
that
far.
Yeah, let's
be
honest.
Come on, you're being dramatic now.
Okay, fine. But goodbye to the LED headlights. And yeah, I don't want lane assist, quite frankly. I trust myself to drive the car. Thank you.
What's your top hated feature in a car?